I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Most skin cancers are caused by too much exposure to ultraviolet light. Dr. Jane Scribner is here to talk about strategies for sun safety for kids and adults to help reduce the risk of skin cancer. Dr. Scribner is a board-certified dermatologist and a dermatopathologist and assistant professor of dermatology at MUSC. Dr. Scribner, everyone is outside in the sunshine more this time of year. What are the best strategies for protecting kids and adults from too much sun exposure?
I would say being aware that the ultraviolet exposure is the greatest between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. and structuring outdoor activities with this in mind. Also, sunscreen is a major part of protection, but also there are other options to optimize sun protection. And that includes sunglasses that block ultraviolet light, hats, a really important thing to keep in mind, and not just the baseball hat, but the floppy hat that protects the ears and the back of the neck as well, umbrellas or sun shelters, and covering additional parts that are exposed in the body with sun protective clothing that have ultraviolet protective factor in the clothing. And also really important that whatever sun protection strategy one employs, that it is something that you are comfortable with and can be very consistent with.
And what kind of sunscreen is best for kids and adults to provide the best protection?
So if we're talking about infants and really young kiddos, less than 6 months, you got to keep them out of the sun. Their skin is very sensitive, and so just avoidance of sun important for those kiddos. The answer of what kind of sunscreen is best can be very simple and also very complex. And the simple answer is the kind that is best is the kind that you will regularly use. So we should look for sunscreens that are broad spectrum, greater than SPF 30, and also water resistant for up to 80 minutes.
And tell us more details about actually using sunscreen properly to get the best protection.
We know that about 13% of people use sunscreen appropriately. So that's a lot of people that aren't using enough or as frequently as they should be. And it's a lot more than you think in terms of appropriate amount for coverage of our body surface area. So about 1 ounce of sunscreen for a whole body, head to toe. We also can think about it in terms of fingertip units, 3 pea-sized amounts, tip of your finger for the face and neck, and 3 for each arm, and about 14 for the back and the chest. So that can really add up.
And then how frequently are we reapplying in general?
2 hours is a very good way of remembering to reapply.
Are there ingredients that are important for people who have especially sensitive skin?
Those individuals should be looking for sunscreen that is made up of zinc or titanium in the ingredients.
Does it make a difference if you're using sunscreen that's more of a lotion versus sunscreen that is a spray-on product?
So there's some trial and error to find the one that you like the best. There are sprays and sticks and lotions and creams, absolutely. So again, you're looking for the one on the label that says broad spectrum. But as long as it says broad spectrum, 30 or higher and water resistant, the method of delivery is less important.
Dr. Scribner, thanks for this information about sun protection.
You're welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.